Hey everyone, this is Benj Smith, and I have the honor to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks again for tuning in to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. Our hope and prayer is that these podcasts will in some small way provide you with a little encouragement throughout your day. Okay, so on Sunday, October 16th, Sugar Hill Church held its annual Salt and Light Day. So each year, we set aside one day where scores of small groups, families, and individuals from Sugar Hill Church come together to help our church and, more importantly, help our local ministry partners. We had over 250 people show up to serve in many, many ways, from building planters for our church to putting out hay and grass on the church grounds, helping clean up and organize our student ministry area, helping clean up a senior adult's yard and a man's yard that has a disability, doing untold amount of work at the North Gwinnett Co-op, and handing out food and hygiene bags to over 136 families in one of our local neighborhoods. It was truly a great day in the life of our church. As many of you know, Susan Roebuck is our leader for all things related to community outreach and missions. She did a fantastic job of organizing everything, and she is just one of my favorite leaders at Sugar Hill Church. She has a true heart and untiring hands for helping people and ministries within our community. So when you see her, give her a big thank you for all that she did at Salt and Light and for all she does in our community. She truly is the perfect example of a servant leader. Well, my wife and I ended up working at the North Gwinnett Co-op. And being the extrovert that she is, she had a blast. She met many new people. I'm sure she talked with everyone. She took pictures. She assisted Beth Jaggi and Kim Phillips in organizing all the work and the teams. And, of course, the introvert that I am, I worked with Randall Patterson and some other guys, and we cleaned up some grounds between two buildings. It was really great for me to meet some new guys from the church and serve alongside them as we cut down and cleared out a really bad overgrown area. So we left the co-op very dirty, very tired, and yet very fulfilled. And as our pastor has said many times, we are never more like Jesus than when we serve, accept, and love on people right where they are. And as Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 26, "Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." Well, I can say without a doubt that on this special day, Jesus and the hearts and hands of the Sugar Hill Church family showed up mightily throughout our community to serve others and shared his generosity, his kindness, and his love. Way to go, Sugar Hill Church. We are so very, very proud of the church that we get to serve. Okay, everyone, thanks again for tuning in to the podcast. And as always, I look forward to seeing you all this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. And I hope, I really do hope, the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. See you later. Bye, guys.